Swamis of Vrindavan. Krishna Kirtankar Natana Paro Premamritam Bodhiti. Dira Dira Jana Priya Priya Guru Matsaro Uchito Shite Kanyakuma Paro Bhuti Bhuvo Maharatarako Mande Rupas Tatano Raku Yago Jiva Gopalako Nana Shastra Vichara Renaika Nipano Sataramas Samsapako Lokana Mitaka Renetro Bhuvane Mayo Shamanya Karo Radha Krishna Pradhara Vinda Pashana Nandena Mataliko Mane Rupas Natano Rakuyago Chichiva Gopalako. Oops, I forgot something. Shigoranga Gunar Manana Vido Shanta Samrijam Vito Papo Tapana Grin Kano Kano Brita Govinda Kanamrita Ananan Bodhivar Danai Kanipano Kaivalya Nishtarako Vande Rupasana Tano Rakuyago Jiva Gopalako Chakshwato Namase Shakmandala Pati Shunim Sakatu Chava Utwadina Gane Shikoko Runaya Nina Kanta Shuto Gopi Baba Samritam Bhaktihare Kalola Magna Mubur Bane Rupas Nadano Rakuyako Jijiva Gopalako Kuja Kokila Hamsa Sarasa Kanna Kirne Mayaola Mule Kavratna Nibbana Mula Vita Tpa Shiyuta Vrindavane Radha Krishna Parnisham Prabhajato Jivarta Doduda Vane Rupas Natano Rakuyago Jiva Gopalako Sankha Purva Kanamakana Natibi Kalava Sani Kreto Nijahara Harakari Vichito Chachanta Tino Yadyo Radha Krishna Asmitera Durima Nandena Samohita Vane Rupas Natano Rakuyago Jijiva Gopalako. 바나콘다 to take 칼렌다 타나야 다리 잡음 집에 take 리모마다 세샤 다차야 stop 로만토 사다 가연다 가짱다 아래구나 바람 바비 부정다 만네로 빠진다 너라고 읽고 지지받고 팔라고 헤라네 브라진테 빅케 젤라일리테 난듯 주노 구타 시거버단가파 바다 바다래 갈린디 완제 구차 고산다 미트 살베토가 잡으래 기다림아 미볼로 만네로 밤스나 트노라 구야노 지지 Banerubas, not to know that who you go. Shijiva, Pupalako. Banerubas, not to know that who you go. Shijiva, Pupalako. Paramahansa Parvacharya, also Teta Satashi Shiman, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chanana Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada, Vijaya Iskan Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijaya, Nantakoti Voishnava Rindiki Jaya, Namacharya Srila Hridas Thakur Gijaya. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Siva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Shishi Radhakrishna Gopa Gopana Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajai Vrindavanam Gajai Maturidam Gajai Jagannathasami Gajai Yamunamai Gajai Srimati Lasi Devi Gajai Sambhaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, Om Ganatim Anandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torch light of knowledge while I was blind in the darkness of ignorance. So good to see everybody here again. Just a little announcement about the next few days. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm just giving morning class here on Thursday. So on Saturday, which I'm not sure which what occurs in Australia and New Zealand, is Vishnu Priya's appearance day. It is Vasant Panchami, Chakravarti Thakur's disappearance, Pundarik Vijayaniti's appearance, Raghunath Das Goswami's appearance, Saraswati Puja, Raghunanda Thakur's appearance. It's a lot of things on Saturday, so that's what we'll be talking about on Saturday. Maybe that'll be Sunday, your all time, if you're in Australia or New Zealand. Monday is the Dvaitacharya's appearance day. Tuesday is Bhishmashtami. Wednesday is Madhvacharya's appearance day, and that's next week, of course. And next Thursday is Ramanujacharya's disappearance. And then on Saturday we have Varaha's appearance, Lord Varaha's appearance. And then Monday we have Nityananda Trayodashi. So a lot of things happening over the next few days. Isn't that exciting? Okay, so let's go on to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're going to start with text 6 of the 23rd chapter of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about life's ultimate goal, which is Krishna Prema. The previous chapter was about the process of devotional service, specifically Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti. And this chapter is about Prema, and I go also Bhava too, which precedes prema. Okay. Of course, prema includes bhava, too. So Edviva Vera Swarupa Tatashta Lakshana Premera Lakshana Ebaye Shuna Sanatana. Of course, it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talking to Sanatana Goswami. Bhava, emotion, has two different symptoms, constitutional and marginal. Now, my dear Sanatana, listen to the symptoms of love. So the constitutional, of course, means just trying to please Krishna, and marginal are things that occur from time to time. So here, we're going to hear the description. Right. Oh. My computer had a thing about sticky keys. I don't have sticky keys. Anyway. The word, Shuddhasattva, Visheshatma means situated on the transcendental platform of pure goodness. In this way, the soul is purified of all material contamination. And this position is called Sarupa Lakshana. That's the constitutional symptom of bhava or emotion. You know, Swarupa, one's own form. Constitutional, eternal, it lasts, okay, emotion. Symptoms, Swarupa Lakshana. That means one's own form, symptoms. By various tastes, one's heart is softened, and there's an awakening of one's loving propensity to render spontaneous service to the Lord. This is called the Tatashta Lakshana, the marginal symptom of bhava. So, Swarup. So there's symptoms of bhava, but then there's the Stai Bhava, which is one's Swarup Lakshana. Stai Bhava means one's eternal relationship with Krishna, or eternal mood of the relationship, to be more precise. Samyan Mashrinita Swanto Mamatvati Shayan Kitaha Bhava Saheva Sandratma Budai Prema Nigadyate. When that bhava softens the heart completely, becomes endowed with a great feeling of possessiveness in relation to the Lord, and becomes very much condensed and intensified, it is called prema, love of Godhead, by learned scholars. So, as I mentioned before, the stage of bhava, or emotions, is preliminary to prema. So one first has these intense emotions in relationship to Krishna, in relationship to one's relationship to Krishna, and they become more and more intensified, and after a while, all you want to do is please Krishna. And then the symptoms of bhava are not as important insofar as one's service is concerned. One is simply thinking of serving Krishna. Just like there's that story, I believe it was Daruka, who was fanning Krishna, and he was starting to experience emotional ecstasy. Of course, ecstasy is emotional. I guess I'm just repeating myself when I say emotional ecstasy, whatever. So he starts to experience the symptoms of ecstasy, and he starts shaking, and he thinks, let this ecstasy go away, because it's interfering with my service to Krishna. Ananya mamata vishna mamata prema sangata bhaktiri chuchate bhishma palado davana dihi naradai. When one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness in relation to Lord Vishnu, in other words, when one thinks of Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti, devotion by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. So, this verse, let me just go back a little bit. No one else to be the only object of love. Of course, when you have Vishnu as the only object of love, or Krishna as the only object of love, therefore you love everybody because everybody's connected to Krishna. It's not a separate thing. You know, sometimes you're thinking, I gotta like this person. Like I was talking the other day about liking cockroaches. Everyone hates it when I talk about stuff like that. So, it's not that you got to try separately. You know, sometimes the example is used like trying to water all the leaves of the tree. Not that, how am I going to like that person? How am I going to like that person? That person agitates the hell out of me. That person is ugly. That cockroach is ugly. Well, things fall apart where the center does not hold. So if the center is Krishna, then automatically you connect everybody with the center and you love Krishna, and Krishna loves everybody. So therefore you love everybody or every entity. This verse quoted everybody, that's actually true too, body. This verse quoted from the Narada Pancharatra is found in the Bhakti Rasa Mrita Sindhu 1.4.2. Kona bhagye kona jivera shalayadi haya tabe se jivasadu sangha ye kadeha. If by good fortune a living entity develops faith in Krishna, he begins to associate with the devotees. So this is the process that Lord Chaitanya lays out. Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangota. You understand? First there's faith, and then sadhu sangota. You begin to associate with the devotees, and I think you'll hear the next step here. And then bhajana kriya. Anartha nivritti hailai bhakti nishtahaya. Nishtahaite shavanadye ruchi upajaya. After taste is awakened, a deep attachment arises, and from that attachment, the seed of love for Krishna. Did I go too far? Yeah, I think I went too far. I was pressing the wrong key. I skipped a few. So I pressed the page down. Okay, this is the one I skipped. When one is encouraged in devotional service by the association of the devotees, one becomes free from all unwanted contamination by following the regulative principles and chanting and hearing. So that's ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangota, regular association with devotees, and then bhajana kriya, following the regulated principles, and then anartha nivritti, getting rid of unwanted things, which is what's mentioned here. Anartha nivritti haile vakti nishtahaya. Nishtahaite shavanadye ruchi upajaya. When one is freed from all unwanted contamination, he advances with firm faith, then he becomes nishtha. And then when firm faith and devotional service awakens, and the next stage, as taste for hearing and chanting also awakens, that's ruchi. Ruchi means to have a taste. And then here you find this word, ruchi hai te bhakti hai asati parchura asati hoite chite jama krishne prichan kura. After taste is awakened, a deep attachment, the shakti, arises. From that attachment, the seed of love for Krishna grows in the heart. And it's, of course, bhava. Se bhava gara hrele dare prema nama se prema prayojana sarva ananda dharma. When that ecstatic emotional stage intensifies, it is called love of God. When the bhavas intensifies, love of God, like it was described previously in the previous verses. Such love is life's ultimate goal and the reservoir of all pleasure. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur summarized this growth of love of God as a gradual process. A person becomes interested in devotional service by some good fortune. Eventually, he becomes interested in pure devotional service without any material contamination. At that point, a person wants to associate with devotees. As a result of this association, he becomes more and more interested in discharging devotional service and hearing and chanting. That's bhajana kriya. The more one's interested in hearing and chanting, the more he is purified of contamination, of material contamination. That's anartha vritti. Liberation from material contamination is called anartha vritti, which is what I just said, indicating a diminishing of all unwanted things. This is the test of development in devotional service. If one actually develops a devotional attitude, he must be freed from material contamination of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. These are the preliminary symptoms. When one is freed from all material contamination, his firm faith in devotional service awakens. When firm faith develops, a taste arises, and by that taste, one becomes attached to devotional service. That's ruchi. In other words, okay, so after getting rid of anartas, and it's called anartanavritti, next stage is nishtha. One becomes very steady, which is called firm faith, nishtha, and then after that you get ruchi, or a taste. When this attachment intensifies, the seeds of love of God, Krishna, fructifies. This is called, this position is called priti, or rati, affection, or bhava, emotion. When rati intensifies, it is called love of Godhead. This love of Godhead is actually life's highest perfection and the reservoir of all pleasure. That's what the verse says, actually. So it's a question of just boiling the milk, so to speak. This devotional service, devotional life, is divided into two stages, sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti. Remember, we said sadhana bhakti has two stages itself, which are vaidhi, rules and regulations, and raganuga, spontaneous, but also following the footsteps of a eternal devotee of the Supreme Personality, a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then the second stage is called bhava bhakti, and bhava bhakti has different aspects to it too. Sadhana bhakti refers to the development of devotional service through the regulated principles. The basic principle for the execution of sadhana means practice. The basic principle for the execution of devotional service is faith. Above that, there's association with devotees, and after that, there's initiation by a bona fide spiritual master. After initiation, when one follows the regulative principles of devotional service, one becomes freed from all unwanted things. What don't you want? Okay, what are unwanted things? Like taxes? No. Unwanted things are like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. So it's great to be free of those, because when you're free of these things, you're so peaceful. But as long as you're bhukti mukti siddhi kam, if you have any calm in this world, your mind is going to be disturbed. Oh, I must have this. I must have this. Just like I was recently. I can imagine this. I was recently in my mother's apartment, trying to clear out things. Everybody knows my mother passed away. So I was in her apartment with my brother trying to clear out things, and there was the whole room filled with shoes. hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shoes. How many shoes can you wear at one time? Two. And hopefully they'll both match. In this way, one becomes firmly fixed and gradually develops a taste for devotional service. The more the taste grows, the more one desires to render service to the Lord. In this way, one becomes attached to a particular mellow in the Lord's service, Shanta Dasha Sakya Vatsayo Madhurya. In other words, just being peaceful, adoration, or servitude, or friendship, or parental, or conjugal. As a result of such attachment, Bhava develops. Bhava Bhakti is the platform of purified goodness. By such purified goodness, one's heart melts in devotional service. Bhava Bhakti is the first seed of love of God. And this emotional stage is therefore before one attains pure love. When that emotional stage intensifies, it is called Prema Bhakti, or transcendental love of Godhead. This gradual process is also described in the following two verses, which are found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:4-15-16. And it's probably this Ado Shraddha Tata Sarasang. Let's see. I was right. See, I guessed it. This is what I was quoting before. Dao Shraddha Tata Sarasango Ta Vajanakriya Tata Tato Nishta Ruchis Tata Ta Shaktis Tato Bhavas Tata Prema Vahyunjate Sadakana Mayam Premna Prabhave Bhavet Karmaha. In the beginning, there must be faith. Faith means a little preliminary interest, or faith that there's something beyond this material world, and then one has a little faith and prays to God, God save me. Then Krishna sends the spiritual master. Actually, that was my experience too. Before coming to Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, who knows what the other lifetimes were about, I was actually praying to God, please let me serve you. I actually had this mantra. It wasn't in Sanskrit. It was in English, an English mantra. Please, God, let me serve you. Let me see. Let me understand how to serve you. Let me know what you want. So I was praying like that, and then all of a sudden, as I mentioned many times before, I turned on the radio and Prabhupada was chanting, and that was it. I was hooked. So there's a little faith in the beginning. Actually, the first time I met Prabhupada, I had complete faith. I just said, well, there is my eternal spiritual master. And basically a week or two later, I wrote to Prabhupada asking for initiation. And the temple president, who happened to be, or had been my good friend, got so angry that I had overstepped his authority by approaching Srila Prabhupada. But actually, I was doing the right thing. He got really, really upset because I sent a letter without his permission to Srila Prabhupada. So, Krishna consciousness means we don't control people. Faith should be fanned like a fire. Don't try to extinguish it. Someone gets enthusiastic about taking initiation. Yeah, go for it. Of course, you know, and it's going to be have to follow a few certain regulations or restrictions or whatever, hoops to jump over. The beginning must be faith, then one becomes interested in associating with pure devotees, so I became interested. Thereafter, one is initiated. Whoops, did I do that again? Yeah, one is initiated by the spiritual master and executes the regular principles under his orders. Thus, one is freed from all unwanted habits and becomes firmly fixed in devotional service. Thereafter, so that's anatta nivritti, and then after that, nishta. Means fixed or steady. Thereafter, one develops taste and attachment. This is the way of sadhana bhakti. The execution of devotional service according to regular principles. Gradually emotions intensify, and finally there's awakening of love. This is the gradual development of love of Godhead for the devotee interested in Krishna consciousness. Just want to make sure that we understand two words, ruchi and nishta. Okay, nishta comes first. Nishta means fixed. What does that mean, fixed? Well, the lower stage of, there's a lower stage of Nishta and a higher stage of Nishta and a lower stage of Ruchi and a higher stage of Ruchi. So I think we need to talk about that. So the lower stage of Nishta is that one is fixed in his sadhana. He's waking up early every morning and chanting and fixes his Krishna's name on the tip of his tongue in the consciousness of his heart, etc. But then throughout the rest of the day he may not be so fixed. Only through his sadhana he's fixed, when he's doing sadhana. Okay. That's the lower stage of Nishta. The higher stage is 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year. That's higher stage. So one can actually see where they are in devotional service. Let's say you have really good sadhana, but the rest of the day you were on Netflix. Of course, you probably don't know what Netflix is. Sorry about that. Well, the rest of the day you may not be so Krishna conscious. You may be lamenting all day long, mirror, mirror on the wall. How come this body's gotten so old? Krishna, please give me youth. Of course, you may say, Krishna, please give me youth. Okay, then you die and you get another body. Or you may say, Krishna, give me youth, and you become a young animal. So you got to be careful. I would just ask Krishna for pure devotional service, because if you ask Krishna for anything else, you may get something really tricky. Like when Narada Muni asked Krishna for a face that no one would forget, then there's this story in the Puranas that he got a monkey face. And nobody forgot his face. And anyway, I'm not going to tell that whole story. So if you ask Krishna for something else, you may get it, but in such a way that you wish that you hadn't asked for it. So don't ask for it. Because sometimes, it's true. Actually, if you do ask for it, it'll just like be so obnoxious. Okay, so anyway. So, okay, that's the two stages of Nishta, and the two stages of Ruchi, for example, are, Ruchi means having a taste for hearing and chanting, okay? So the lower stages where you have a taste, you really like hearing and chanting, especially the kirtan, when someone's a good musician and it's done nicely and the class is given nicely. And the higher stage of Ruchi is when you like it even if the person can't keep a tune. I'm actually struggling with that one. The person can't keep a tune, I'm like, or can't play the drum in time. Oh my God, Krishna, save me from this drum playing. So one time I prayed, Krishna, save me from this person's drum playing. So then Krishna had someone else play the drum who was worse. So I wasn't careful how I prayed to Krishna. One time I said, Krishna, save me from this drum playing. And then he had a really good drummer, but the drummer was actually taking over the kirtan. So that's what I mean. You really have to be careful what you ask Krishna for. Because then you may get it, and it just may be a source of misery for you. So just be satisfied. Just ask Krishna for pure devotional service, for engagement in his service, to be able to please his pure devotee. I mean, that's what you should ask Krishna for, because other things, you're treading on thin ice. Because Krishna is not a person to be fooled. And Krishna will give you what you want in such a way that you won't want it anymore. Or at least you won't ask for it anymore. Anyway, so those are the two stages of Ruchi. And the highest stage, of course, is the stage where you'd like kirtan, no matter who leads. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes have the worst singer lead the kirtan. Like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the devotees were thinking, oh my God. But what was he trying to do? He was trying to get people into hearing the holy name. not hearing the musical sound. I mean, that's like sometimes great acharyas have prohibited certain instruments, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur prohibited the use of a harmonium, because people would get very much into the fancy playing of the harmonium, like we see many bhajan people do, and they wouldn't really concentrate on the holy name. The whole point is to concentrate on the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To understand that when you're chanting or when you're hearing the holy name, you're really directly coming in contact with Krishna. And if you get to too many other things like fancy drum beats, then you're just like, and you get into so much the physical elements of it. You get your djembe drum out and go boom, 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 boom. And then you're just like into the physical elements rather than into the devotional elements. But you have to remember that when you're dancing, you should be dancing for the pleasure of Krishna, not for your own pleasure. Of course, you know, it's better to dance for your own pleasure if you're not going to dance at all, because otherwise you'd be a dancing dog in the lap of Maya. Oh, here's another interesting verse. This is actually, I believe, Lord Kapiladev. Satam prasangan mama virya sambhado bhavanti vritkarna vrsayana katha to joshanalas shabha varga vartmani shadavratir vakti anukravishati. This is also a progressive verse. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees and is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. One hears from devotees, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens, and here we go, the process. Gradually one attains firm faith that in due course develops into attraction and devotion. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 325.25. This is one of Lord Kapiladeva's instructions to his mother, Devahuti. Lord Kapiladeva is sometimes called Devahuti Putra, it means the son of Devahuti. Okay. Yanhara didyehe bhavan kurahaya tanhate teka jinasarva shastre kaya. If one actually has the seed of transcendental emotion in his heart, the symptoms will be visible in his activities. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. I mean, you could see it in someone's eyes and how someone acts. Evil. Shut. What's that noise? Oh, it's just my stomach. Shantir avyarta kalatvam viratir mana shunyata Ashavanda samukanta namagane sadaruchihi Ashakti stad gunakyane priti stad vasati stale ityadaiho nuvavasyur jata bhavan kure janai. When the seed of ecstatic emotion for Krishna fructifies, the following nine symptoms manifest in one's behavior. Really, this is manifestation, so remember. Forgiveness. In other words, you're ready to forgive whatever anyone does. That doesn't mean you forget and allow yourself to be beaten or something like that. But you forgive the person. You don't harbor grudges. If you are harboring grudges, or if you are cursing someone, or if you are angry at them rather than angry at what they've done, you can be angry at what they've done, you know, obviously if someone's been doing something cruel. But if you just have an enemy image of them, you understand? Enemy image of someone, that means they are a demon. You're giving them a name. They're a demon, a rakshasa, useless, hopeless, stupid, blah. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness means, I forgive you, but, you know, I'm going to stay away from you because you're not going to do that to me again. So forgiveness doesn't mean being stupid. Concern the time. Oh, I did that again. that time should not be wasted. You look at your watch. I mean, that's why Prabhupada always wore a watch. He was very conscious of the time. I was looking at my watch and seeing messages. My watch has more information than just the time. That's the problem. Right? Someone texts me, then I look at my watch. Oh, what does it say? Right in the middle of class. That's ridiculous. So we concern the time not be wasted. Every moment. Detachment. In other words, things that are not conducive to Krishna consciousness, I am not interested in. Not that I hate them, just not interested. Someone says you want to go bungee jumping, not interested. Someone says we'd like to see the Eiffel Tower, not interested. Nothing against it. Absence of false prestige. What is false prestige? Thinking I'm more important than others. I'm a very special person. I'm Guru Maharaj. And these are all my poor plebeians. Of course, that's a Greek word. And these are my subjects. I bless you all. Sometimes people say, can you come to my house and bless me? So I don't think, I am blessing everybody. I'm thinking this is my duty to represent Prabhupada. I'm a servant. Hope means that Krishna will take care of me no matter what. Krishna's going to carry what I lack and preserve what I have. And eagerness. And that's enthusiasm. Yes, eagerness means, where can I find service for Krishna? What does Krishna want? Oh, Krishna wants me to do this humble service? Great! Not like, Krishna wants me to do the humble service, let me find someone else to do it. Let me delegate. A taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord, that's pretty obvious what that means. Attachment to descriptions of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, it's obvious what that means. And affection for those places where the Lord resides. That is a temple or a holy place like Vrindavana. That's pretty self-explanatory. These are all called anubhava, subordinate signs of ecstatic emotion. They are visible in a person whose heart the seed of love of God has begun to fructify. So you can see, if the seed of love of God is fructifying, then these symptoms begin to manifest. They become visible in your heart and your actions. These two verses are found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3, 25-26. Enava prichyan kura yanrachite haya prakata shobe tanra shova nahi hoya. If love for Krishna in a seedling state has fructified in one's heart, one is not agitated by material things. In other words, happiness, distress, heat, and cold. Of course, you do make some endeavor. If you're too cold, you should wear a coat, obviously, or a sweater or something like that. But you're not agitated by those things. Profit, gain, loss. Tamopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga chadevi drita chittamishe dvijo pasrishta kuvakas takshakova dasvalam gayata vishnu gataha. O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul and let mother, this is of course Pariksit Maharaj speaking, that Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I've already taken shelter, I've already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing the deeds of Lord Vishnu. Of course, it's Pariksit Maharaj who is hearing from Shukadev Goswami. Actually, right before he heard from Shukadev Goswami, he simply wants to hear about Krishna. He said, let whatever happens, happen. He was cursed to be bitten by a snake bird, Takshaka. But he said, let it happen, but I just want to hear and chant about Krishna, and I'm going to have to leave my body sooner or later anyway. This is a verse spoken from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.19.15, spoken by Maharaj Parikshit while he was sitting on the bank of the Ganges, expecting to be bitten by a snake bird summoned by the curse of a Brahmin boy named Sringi, who was the son of a great sage named Shamika. News of the curse was conveyed to the king, who prepared for his imminent death. Many great saintly persons, sages, Brahmins, kings, and demigods came to see him in his last days. Maharaj Parikshit, however, was not at all afraid of being bitten by the snake bird. Indeed, it requested all the great personalities assembled to continue chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu. And I'll tell that story very, very quickly. Once upon a time, Maharaj Parikshit was out touring his kingdom. And by the actions of Yoga Maya, and I mentioned Yoga Maya because a pure devotee never succumbs ordinarily to thirst. He became very thirsty. And he went into this sage's hermitage, Samaka Rishi's hermitage. And he was going to ask for some water, but he saw Samaka Rishi sitting there meditating. He was in a trance. He wasn't aware of the king's presence. And the king was so agitated. Now, as I said, he's a pure devotee. He doesn't usually get agitated because of thirst or hunger. But this was an arrangement by Krishna so he could get cursed. Okay, so he could hear the Bhagavatam in 7 days, so we could read and hear the Bhagavatam in more than 7 days, 70 years. I got it. So anyway, so he went into the sage's ashram, saw the sage was in meditation, thought the sage was a complete dodo because he wasn't receiving the king properly and giving him water. Maharaj Parikshit got very upset, saw a dead snake or a snake skin or whatever lying on the ground, picked it up with his bow and put it as a garland around the sage's neck. Ooh. So then the sage's son came in to see his daddy. And when he came in to see his daddy, he saw his daddy had a snake around his neck. And shoo, this little boy started crying. And we had previously heard about this. He actually cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die in 7 days by the bite of a snake bird, who was Takshaka. They all know who Takshaka was because Takshaka previously was the enemy of Arjuna. Phew! Who was the father of Abhimanyu, and Abhimanyu was the father of Maharaj Parikshit. So Takshaka had taken a vow after Arjuna had killed his children because he set the forest fire, kind of a forest ablaze. Takshaka taking his vow to kill one of the descendants of the Pandavas dynasty, Pandu dynasty or Arjuna. And so Sringi, the son of the Brahmin, he cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days. The Brahmin Samaka Rishi sent, he wasn't very happy that his son had done that. He sent Maharaj Parikshit the news. Maharaj Parikshit had the ability to counteract that curse, but he decided not to. He accepted the curse as a benediction, actually of knowing when he was going to die. And then he sat down on the bank of the Ganges and requested the sages to tell him about the ultimate purpose of life. Ultimately, Shukadeva Goswami came, and Shukadeva Goswami recited the Srimad Bhagavatam to him. So this is the story of Maharaj Parikshit. And Maharaj Parikshit did get bit by the snake bird after 7 days. But after he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam and everything for 7 days, he actually even talked to his mother, Uttara, and gave her instructions. And those instructions, in the form of stories, are contained in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, a book by Sanatan Goswami. So now we're going to stop sharing and allow you all to ask questions. The last few days, everybody's been pretty shy with asking questions. So let us allow you to unmute yourselves. So what you can do, if you want to ask a question, is raise your hand, unmute yourself, or type in the text window some particular question. So now is your opportunity to ask your question, what you wanted to know but were afraid to ask. So going once, going twice, going three times, And nobody has any questions. Oh, yeah. Kaylor, okay. Kaylor, you have a question? Go ahead and ask it.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. All obeisances to your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, my question is, as we say in the Bhagavad Gita that when we do the devotional service, we should be avoiding having any desires. So is it good to have a spiritual desires?
Yes, it's good to have spiritual desires. We should have spiritual desires. Don't worry about your material desires. But if you have spiritual desires, they will supplant or they will be there instead of your material desires. What is a spiritual desire? Well, there's several different spiritual desires I can list. One is to please the spiritual master. That's a spiritual desire. Another spiritual desire is to bring people to Krishna consciousness, which is also pleasing to the spiritual master. Another spiritual desire is to please Radha and Krishna. Another spiritual desire is to advance in devotional service. Another spiritual desire is to go back to home, back to Godhead. Another spiritual desire is to somehow or other spread this movement all over the world. And so I'm sure I looked at a few spiritual desires, but I mentioned a few types of spiritual desires. So whichever one fits you or enthuses you the most, you concentrate on it. And of course, they're all connected. I mean, obviously, pleasing the spiritual master and spreading Krishna consciousness are very much connected. And being compassionate, it's all, you know, they're all really connected. You really can't have one without the other. But we may have one primary spiritual desire that enthuses us at a particular point. Prabhupada said in the beginning we should desire to go back to Godhead. So that's a spiritual desire. Of course, one who actually becomes a pure devotee, he can be back to Godhead or in the material world, it's all the same to him. Narayana paraksarve nakutashina viviti swarga apavarga narakeshu apitulyarta darshana. So, yes, cultivate spiritual desires and automatically whatever material desires you have will disappear. Here's another question.
Thank you.
There's a birthday notice and another question. Hare Krishna Gurudev, even coming to the stage of Nishtha is an advanced stage. How can one be steady in one's sadhana? By doing it. Of course, you have to have a desire to do it, and to come to the stage of Nishtha, you have to work on your anarthas, because what's interfering with your being steady in devotional service are the anarthas, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear. Woo! And so these are all interfering. So you work on your japa. So, and then you become steady. In sadhana, actually, as far as being steady in sadhana, one has to think of their objective. Why am I doing my sadhana? What is the purpose of my doing the sadhana? Not just that I have to do it. As I mentioned many times before, if you do something because you have to do it, then you're not going to be steady because you're ultimately going to want to rebel. But if you do something because you choose to do it, so you have to have a purpose, sankalpa. Sankalpa means what is the purpose? What is the reason? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why am I chanting? Why am I giving class tonight to everybody? Why am I doing it? Wouldn't I be rather eating? No. I have a full stomach. Why should I rather eat? You know, if you're full stomach, you're satisfied, then why are you going to worry about eating? Okay, so that's how you do it. And here's happy birthday to Draupadi in New Zealand. It is her birthday. Okay, she's 21 years old today. That's wonderful. Happy 21st birthday. I know she's not 21. Here's another one. What about attachment to renunciation? That is also a material attachment, being attached to being renounced.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. I'm at the temple doing opening an aarti.
Oh, that's nice. So happy 21st birthday. Today you're an adult. You can drive a car now.
Hello?
You can hear me?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj. I wish I was 21.
Yeah, now you can finally get your driver's license.
Yes, I will get the heavy goods this time, Guru Maharaj, when you come.
All right. Yeah, I'll come as soon as you let New Zealand open up. Anyway, that'd probably be an April moment.
I think they will open in. I think they said end of February, Guru Maharaj. So let's see.
At February, but probably for tourists, not until April or May. That's my guess. Okay. So next question is, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. So, Hare Krishna, please accept my businesses. I was wondering, what about attachment to renunciation? That's also material. We should be attached to pleasing Krishna. Here's another one. Thank you, Gurudev. How can we make our desires strong to be steady in our sadhana? We have to reason. Why are you doing sadhana again instead of just doing it because you have to do it? Why am I doing my sadhana? Why am I chanting my rounds? Think about it. I am chanting my rounds to please Krishna. I'm chanting my rounds to please Guru. It has to be something personal. I'm chanting my rounds to please Krishna. I'm chanting my rounds to get empowered to present Krishna consciousness. I'm chanting my rounds to be happy. So at least have some positive reason for chanting your rounds, and then you're going to be better in your sadhana. Like, you know, when I wake up in the morning, why am I waking up in the morning to see the deities? Because I want to see Radha Golokananda in the morning. It just makes my day to see the deities in the morning. It's really bad when I can't see the deities in the morning. It's really like misery. You know, you get up, you wipe your eyes, and Hare Krishna. Where do you go? Just sit and look at yourself in the mirror instead of seeing the deities? It's a pretty miserable life. Okay, I think it's time. Thank you very much. We'll see everybody tomorrow. And as I said before, we have many, many, many festivals coming up in the next few days. Not tomorrow, of course, but in the next few days after that, many festivals coming up, and we'll be speaking about those particular subject matters. And when we don't have a festival, we'll be continuing with our study of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you very much. All glories to the divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Haribol.